With the GOP presidential caucuses set to wrap up this weekend in Maine, several high-profile national Republicans are sending Mitt Romney a strong message. Step it up. This after Romney lost to Rick Santorum in three states this week. Our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke and Democratic analyst Dan Payne, joined us to discuss the Romney setbacks and what's ahead for Rick Santorum. Dan Payne first.
Well, Romney suffered three setbacks on one day on his way to the coronation. And Rick Santorum, who barely spent any money, won Colorado, won Missouri, won Minnesota. Minnesota, incidentally, is where Romney enjoyed the support of former Governor Tim Pawlenty. So it was a bad night for Romney. They've got to really recast this candidacy.
It was devastating for Romney. I mean, he was supposed to be invincible, and losing three out of three doesn't exactly reinforce that.
But the Romney campaign says no matter how you look at it, the delegate math, that is, the number of Republican delegates needed to secure the nomination at the convention later this summer, simply favors Romney. Do you buy that or not buy that?
I don't buy it. If he collapses, if he continues to lose state after state, he's not going to win the delegates. Romney's problem is that he has no real message. He's been a resume candidate. Instead of offering solutions, he speaks in platitudes. He's been acting like a cheerleader, boasting how popular he is. And, you know, people just view him as phony. And Republicans want an authentic leader, and instead he's coming across as scripted and superficial.
The threat by the Romney team since the losses to Santorum this week is that it will now just go on the attack against Santorum like they did against Newt Gingrich. Right move or dangerous move?
Well, there's a lot of risk in that because polls show that Romney's negatives have been going up dramatically in recent weeks, and a lot of it has to do with that he is attacking all the time. Santorum needs to catch fire the way Scott Brown did in the special Senate election when conservatives from all over the country sent millions to his campaign website. And he needs the conservative media, radio and TV talk shows, magazines and blogs to give him free exposure. That too happened for Scott Brown in the Senate campaign. Conservative radio talk shows became almost like infomercials for him.
But don't you think, Todd, that Santorum is going to have to, he's going to be under attack, and he's going to have to respond to the Romney attacks, which is something that hasn't happened to him in this race. I mean, they're going to say he was a nobody in the Senate, that he lost the Senate race for reelection by a huge margin, that he didn't really have much in the way of accomplishments as the senator.
Well, Santorum did well in counterattack in the debates, and I don't think Romney, who really didn't accomplish all that much as governor, if you don't count Romney care, really has much of a case to make against Santorum. Santorum, after all, was instrumental in welfare reform, which was a huge achievement. So I don't think Romney will be attacking him there. He'll be trying to make the case that he took earmarks, that he was part of the culture of Washington. But again, making the argument that Santorum and Gingrich are both insiders, Washington insiders, doesn't work that well because now Romney is seen clearly as the Wall Street insider.
The CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Convention, starts today in Washington. Is this Mitt Romney's last best hope to convince them that he's one of them, a true believer conservative?
If Romney comes back and sort of has reinvented himself yet again, maybe tries to come back and say he's the Romney of 2008, who, you know, was much more conservative in his rhetoric than he has been this time, that's a very skeptical audience. They're not going to buy the idea that there's yet another Romney. So this is terrible timing for Romney after the shellacking in those three states to go before the conservative activist leaders at CPAC and act as if he is the conservative candidate when, in fact, they view him as a phony.
The economy remains the number one issue of concern for the majority of Americans, but the return of the culture wars can't be good for Mitt Romney. I'm talking about the controversy, among other things, the court ruling against California's same-sex marriage ban, the controversy over the Obama administration's requirement that faith-based employers, the Catholic Church, for example, must provide employees free contraception coverage. When the focus of the campaign comes off the economy, that's not good for Romney.
No, Romney doesn't want the campaign to be decided on social issues because even if he's got a conservative position now, he had a previously liberal or mildly liberal position previously. It's an area of vulnerability for him. He really wants to keep people focused on jobs and his private sector experience, which is coming under attack, and not just from other candidates, but from the news media as well. So, yeah, Romney's not in a good position when social issues are the question.
Finally, let me ask about the contest calendar. We're in a bit of a lull right now. The only contest between now and the end of the month is Maine holding its caucuses. They wrap up this weekend. And then late in the month come Michigan and Arizona before Super Tuesday. Who benefits from this big lull?
Well, that remains to be seen, of course. This could be a two-front war for Romney, battling Gingrich in Arizona and primarily battling Santorum in Michigan.
Many observers in Maine say that Ron Paul could win. He doesn't have voters. He's got zealots. He's got people who will come to those caucuses early and they will stay late. If Paul wins Maine, that will mean that Romney will have lost four contests in a row, one of them in a neighboring New England state. I agree with Todd that Michigan is a must-win state for Romney. There's a poll that came out the week before this that showed Romney at about 30% and Gingrich and Santorum in the mid-teens. So it's by no means a slam dunk for Romney right now. Romney's got a bit of a problem in Michigan. He said that the auto industry, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, should have been left to die, and they should not have gotten a bailout. So he's got a real problem. He's got some splaining to do in Michigan.
This race could go on and on. Certainly it'll go on into May, I think.
So well beyond Super Tuesday, you're saying?
Absolutely. Because unlike 2008, when Romney was quick to get out once it looked like he wasn't going to win, these anti-Romney candidates feel the opposite motivation. They are so anti-Romney, they feel he'd be so bad for the party that he would set back the conservative movement. They're not going to get out. And then, of course, Ron Paul's not going to get out. So it will continue to be at least a two-and-a-half-man race. And with that kind of split in delegates, it goes on and on.
Todd Tomke, thanks a lot.
Nice to be here.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
Always glad to help.